Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, to repeat the brilliance of that last caller, so my man goes into the queue, Giant Eagle. He searches the pharmacies in the rural areas where there's less of a population, more Republicans who may not be inclined to get the vaccine, and they found shots in Du Bois because, as that nurse suggested, they send 1,000 shots everywhere. I think it's 950, but still. Very smart. Meantime, Larry brought it up this morning, and it makes sense. Why not allow the doctors who give us our flu shots to give out these shots? Huh? Dr. Kevin Wong, my friend. Kevin, jump in here,
Good
sir.
Good morning.
How
Good
frustrating morning. Is this so-called plan, sir?
It is very frustrating because, I mean, doctors' offices have been the mainstay of immunizations for years. It's likely that the big chains have taken it over. And the government knows exactly how many flu shots doctors give every year because they see the bills.
Exactly.
So if they want to quickly see who is at risk in this country, all they had to do is see how many flu shots and how many high-dose flu shots someone is given and say, okay, we're going to start sending you, immunizations based on that.
Hey,
it's very easy to do.
And has anyone ever reached out to you in any way regarding this, sir?
No, the state has been abysmal to work with. I mean, the federal government took our application, approved us, passed it to the state. We got an email from them saying, to the state. My office manager spent well over 50 hours trying to work through the state site. They have said, oh, we'll email you, we'll respond. She emails, calls, gets no response, no email returns. Thank goodness our local pharmacy, which she run in Harrison City, part of a family group that's local, the mainline pharmacies, have gotten a supply. They have shared it with us. I've been able to start delivering to some of my patients at home as of yesterday. But they're going to start doing local clinics weekly here in Harrison City at St. Barbara Church because they've been nice enough to allow us to use the campus.
Doc, hold on,
so
man.
People want to register.
50 yeah? hours? Mm-hmm. 50 hours online? 50?
She's gone back and forth because we had to do this. How to give a shot. You had to do their learning modules.
That's amazing.
I mean, this is since the end of December she's been working on this.
That's
back
amazing.
And forth
That's
every
amazing.
Day. I said, so last week, stop it. Don't waste any more time.
It's ridiculous.
You know, it was ridiculous.
What about what the gentleman said about rural, getting it out in Du Bois? Smart.
Well, rural areas in general may have a little bit more computer population because in general, if that's how they're distributing equally, a lot of people in the rural areas don't get their shots anyway. I mean, I know so many farmers in this area don't get their shots, don't believe in them. So I don't think it necessarily has to do with the politics,
no.
But I think it has to do with your lifestyle. They're healthy farmers. You know, think of the Amish population. I don't know if they get the immunizations or not.
No, I don't think it's being derogatory. I get what he was saying.
Yeah, and I agree. But the rural areas, there might be more available there. I don't know how they distribute it because, as I said, at least our local pharmacy is going to be able to get it. We're going to have, clinics around the areas because they're doing Indiana, Cambria, Westmoreland, and Somerset. And if people want to look, it's Mainline Pharmacy. They can register online with Mainline Pharmacy. Do not call the drugstores. Do not call the churches. You're overwhelming the lines that they can't get regular business, but you have to go online. And that's the problem for the older people. And that's why we in the offices, we know who our older people are that don't have technology. We are calling them because we know they can't reach the technology.
No,
and that's what's frustrating.
It's amazing. Doctor, thank you, sir. You're always the best. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good one, Maddie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!